And if you were going to start a fire, the kind of wood you'd use?
Well, it used to be lightwood.
Uh-huh.
But you don't get much of it these days.
What is lightwood exactly?
Well, it's a fat piece of timber that has a lot of tar in it.
Is there something else? Could you just, not necessarily that real fat wood, but just small pieces of wood you could use?
Yes, you could if it was good and dry and kind of rotted like, you could use that. Unless you want to use something beside wood to start it with.
Mm-hmm. What would you call just small pieces of wood?
Splinters.
Okay. And something that you might have in your bedroom to hang your clothes up in.
Shiver rope.
Okay. What about what you have nowadays?
Closets.
Okay. And, you know, some houses on the outside, they've got these boards that lap over each other.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? On the outside? Do you know what that's called?
I do, but I can't call it right now. I was just talking the other day to these people who live down here. Their house is painted and it's mildewed, and I told them that was the best thing to do, to get that and put it on. It'd be cheaper. Siding.
Okay. And the part on a house, you know, well, what you call this right out here?
Porch.
Okay. There are different names for different kinds of porches, like, say, a porch that you know, in these old houses, a porch that goes on around the side of the house.
You mean what it was called in olden days?
Uh-huh.
The piazza.
Okay. Was that how I described it? Or how?
Yes, I think so.
It was covered and went on around. What about a real small porch that maybe didn't even have a roof to it? Maybe off the back or off the kitchen or something. A real small one.
I know that too, but I can't call it.
Well, did you ever hear any expression like portico or stoop or veranda?
Mm-hmm. Veranda.
What was a veranda?
Well, it was a little something that went around the house. It wasn't called a porch, a piazza.
What was special about a veranda?
Well, there was no roof over the top.
Okay. And, you know, a small fenced-in place that you could put your cows in overnight if you were going to milk them.
Cow pen.
Okay. And did you ever see a wall or fence made out of loose rocks or stones?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
It's a wall, but I don't know. I have to pass that one up. I know, but but it's been so long since I've thought of all these things.
Okay. What did you use to carry water in?
Buckets.
Okay. Was that made out of wood or?
Well, some were wood, some were galvanized.
Mm-hmm. What did you milk in?
Milk bucket.
Okay. And this is something that, well, what would you use to fry eggs in?